Hey friends, it's time for coffee, and I'm your host, Jeanette. I'm so glad that you're here today, and I hope you know by just pressing play on that podcast app, you have a friend with you. My hope is that as you listen, you will know that you are heard, valued, loved, and not alone, no matter what stage of life you're in. If you haven't already, would you take a second to subscribe to this podcast? That means every Monday when a new podcast comes out, it'll just show up in your queue ready to listen to. It also helps Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere else know that you like the show and it'll recommend it to others. And if you really want to help us out, you could leave a rating or review. Reviews are life to podcasts, and yours would mean the world to me. Hey, and welcome to a bonus episode of It's Time for Coffee. I'm so excited for you to listen to my conversation with Sarah Martin about what is next as we see the stay-at-home orders start to end. We talk a lot about what God taught us while we were at home, and we ask questions like, how can we use those lessons moving forward, and what does that look like in our new day-to-day? What does the Lord want us to do as we move forward, and how can we keep praying and posturing our hearts towards surrender? This is just a bonus episode of two friends talking and leaning into the lessons we are still trying to figure out. What now? I hope that you will listen and feel encouraged by remembering that you are not alone in this time. So friend, grab your cup, fill it up with whatever you want, and let's dive in. Hey y'all, I'm so excited because the beauty of what I do is I make friends on the internet. And I know you guys know that because you are on the listening end of this, but like, this is a conversation that Sarah and I were going to have. And we were like, hold on, let's record this. Like, let's record this so we can share it with you guys, because this is an important conversation, especially as we're like looking at the end of what this pandemic could look like. But it's just something really exciting. So I have Sarah Martin here with me today, and this is a bonus episode to How to Take Care of You. And I'm so excited about this conversation because Sarah is someone I look to for guidance and spiritual, just like wisdom. And I don't know that I've told you that, Sarah, but I like go to your stuff and I know that you are solid in your faith and you are solid with this foundation of goodness and holiness that I'm like, Sarah is someone that I can trust. So Sarah, welcome to It's Time for Coffee. This is not normally how we would have introduced you on It's Time for Coffee, but we'll come back to that. We'll have you back on in a real way. But for now, we're talking about this craziness and all of that. So, hey, how are you?
Hi. No, this is so fun. I don't care about formalities. I'm just glad to be here. So thank you for having me.
We are talking about kind of this what now. And you and I both live in Texas. We are both in a state as this pandemic is kind of, I don't know if it's ending. We don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
But our state of Texas is opening up. We have done our time in quarantine or stay at home orders. And now we are slowly but swiftly opening. And so I have kind of been like mourning in a weird way this transition of like, we were told to stay at home. We were told to hibernate. And now spring has sprung and we're released.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of been like mourning this, like, oh, but I was just getting that groove, or I was just understanding what it was going to look like to stay home a little bit longer. And now we are now planning for the summer months. Like, what is summer going to look like without this loss of time? Anyways, so we're going to talk a little bit today about what now, like, how do we take what we learned in quarantine to this new present state?
Yeah. I love it. I think I'm right there with you. I'm just like, we're just trying to get our feet on the ground at the, you know, just all shut in place. And then now it's like, okay, what's next? What does even summer look like? Cause it's hotter than Hades here in summer. And are there even things that we're going to be able to do? First world problems, I know, but those are things we think about. And so it's confusing and it's like, what now? But yeah.
So yeah, like we're in a state, like our summer camp just gave us the go ahead. Like our kids are going to summer camp, which I was like, God bless America. Thank you so much.
God bless America. I'm waiting for our summer camp email.
Yes. And then our neighborhood pool is open for business as of Friday. So yeah. Woo! So like our life is kind of returning to normal. And I'm like, okay, Lord, but you just taught us some really sweet lessons in quarantine. You taught us how to slow down. You taught us to grieve exciting, you know, like the loss of exciting things. So tell me, like, what were some of your lessons during quarantine?
Yeah. So I have to kind of take it back to the fall.
Please.
Before all this was even on our radar. So I live in College Station and we have been preparing for this big kind of revival event that was supposed to be held in April. And so just through the encouragement of my mentor and just these monthly prayer meetings that have been happening in our city, like all the churches have been coming together, like literally the church has been coming together, praying together. And so we were just so expectant for just this kind of revival event. So because of, in preparation of that, I've been reading into like revival history and revival, kind of praying into it and just kind of reading these nerdy, like revival history books since the fall. And so when this started all happening, I'm just like, okay, first of all, Lord, this really stinks because now we can't have the event we were so praying into. But I was like, okay, Lord, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? And I knew that the Lord, because I knew the Lord was shaking something up in me. I call it kind of shaking in, shaking out, and shaking through. A lot of shaking happening for everyone. And so I started kind of just asking the Lord, okay, what am I doing to sit and look and see where you're shaking in me, but then also shaking in the world around us? And what are you doing here, God? And I started just kind of thinking through, okay, I don't want to miss what's going on, and I don't want my friends to miss it either. We all started kind of recreating, in an effort to recreate normal or get back to normal or find a new normal, we all started recreating these outside worlds that we had no access to anymore back in our homes, because we have devices and the internet, and we could still connect via, you know, Zoom and FaceTime and all that, which is a beautiful thing. The internet is a beautiful thing. However, I was just so afraid that we're going to miss out. We're going to miss out on what the Lord is doing. And so as I was praying, you know, I was just kind of thinking, God, what are you doing here? And so he gave me, okay, this is going to be really crazy. For my Baptist friends, I call it a visual. But if I'm honest, it was a vision. The Lord just gave me this vision. Is it okay if I share? I mean, it's kind of wild. Okay.
Please.
All right. So I had this visual, whatever, and it was just kind of spurred on by a Voxer conversation. A friend, you know, we were both up early in the morning, and I just happened to see this come through. And then one thing led to another, where I was kind of praying for her, but then the Lord gave me this visual. And so what it was my friend, but it was essentially us as a people, a Christian, it was believers on the edge of a cliff. And on that cliff, that person, us, were represented by, this is so crazy, but think about like a Candyland, like an old school game piece, flat, very flat cardboard. And this person was on the edge of this cliff, teetering, trying to make herself right, make herself straight, as if she was one of those square kind of like Guess Who. I imagine, remember Guess Who with like the little cartoon face?
Yeah, I love
and
that.
So it was kind of like that. And so she was on the edge of the tip of the square, kind of teeter-tottering, trying to make herself right. She was spending all this effort trying to get herself back to like square, back to normal. She was teetering over this thing. And so finally she just kind of let go, and the game piece flipped over the cliff into what was water below. But it wasn't a bad thing falling over the cliff. Why? Because when she landed in the water, what was one dimensional came out as three dimensional fullness, because that water was God's presence. God's presence kind of gave her that fullness. What was one dimensional faith, what was one dimensional whatever it was for each and every one of us, when we just let the Lord teeter us over the side, I call it embrace the off kilter, embrace that awkward off kilter, the Lord has so much fullness for us. So, you know, I'm not about to prescribe to you what that means.
Right.
I'm still forget what that means for me, but the Lord is doing something, and I'm afraid we're going to miss it. Even as Texas opens up, even as Oklahoma opens up, even as whatever, we can still take this place of like, God, what are you shaking in, shaking out, and shaking up?
I love that. And I think that just to fall into His presence is something that we are afraid to do. I mean, I know that there's, so I was raised in a Baptist church. I'm a Baptist pastor's kid. And so like the thought of like surrender was always like, is He going to call me to be a missionary in Africa? Like,
right.
Like always that like fear of calling, fear of what He could give into, like what He could give us, or what, you know, all those things. And now I realize like, well, God is like the desires of my heart as I like lean into Him are the, you know, this is this beautiful matching. Like, if I lean into him knowing I am pursuing his calling for my life, that calling, like, it will be like a puzzle piece. Like, it'll go together.
Totally. Right.
It's
right.
Not like if I feel like going to Africa, I'll go to Africa. No, it's not a feeling, but it's like a calling. It's like a purpose. Right. Like, it's like this, like, meeting of the puzzle pieces is all I can really equate it to. But it's just this beautiful thing of, like, leaning into his presence, into his goodness is scary. It's all get out scary because we're surrendering our wills.
Right.
And I think that that was kind of what I leaned into during quarantine, was like, okay, this is what we can do now. The thing I can control is, one, my attitude at home. Two, our schedule at home, because I am the boss of this house. Like, I can control this. And three, I can control how we lean into Christ in this moment. Like, we can lean in with fear. If I lead us into fear, we can lean in fear. But if I lead us into, like, I loved that meme that was floating around that was like, you are not stuck at home, you are safe at home. And, like, there was that mentality in our home, like, we are safe here, we are loved here, we are valued here, and we are going to lean into the safety here. And I know that it wasn't that way for everybody, and the thought of people who are not safe at home, and breaks my heart, and it devastates me. But I also, as we start opening up, have that same thought of, like, okay, I don't want to just, like, release the hounds and we're all good again, because I don't want to miss the revival that is going to happen. And I think that there's been some beautiful things, within the church, where more people are probably meeting at home in their home, going to church. Like, there's this beautiful thing. And I do believe that there's this, like, sweet revival, and all I can lean into, like, where my faith and where my, like, courage has been placed is, like, that verse from Joseph that says, like, what you meant for harm, God used for good. And I just see that sweeping our nation. Like, this virus was going to cause, it has caused harm. It has caused massive harm, but our families are meeting at the table again. Our families are united in their homes. Our churches have been brought into our homes in a really, really fantastic way. Like, what you meant for harm is going to be for good. And I believe that it's going to be this revival.
No, I hear you. And I think, and so, like, you mentioned that verse, and then anytime you talk about revival, you've got to, like, get over to, you know, Second Chronicles 7:14, where it says, if my people will humble themselves, call on me, I will hear them. And so I think for me, if we're going to talk about, like, what's next, it's evaluating what did God shake up? Like, I mentioned that shaking up. For me, I was taking cold, hard looks at my idols.
Yep.
I was taking cold, hard looks at what was so disappointing to me. Usually a good indicator of an idol is if it causes you to like throw a tantrum because you don't get it, like, it's probably an idol. Like, yes, there are places where we needed to lean into that disappointment, because there were a lot of disappointments. Like, everybody was disappointed. This is crazy.
Yeah.
There was no FOMO. Everybody was missing out. Like, I kind of found some comfort in that. I don't know.
Yes, for sure. Because my birthday was the very, and you had a birthday during this time too. My birthday was the 2nd of April. So, like, the first week of the lockdown, it was like, but I also kept saying, like, I am not the only person having a birthday in quarantine. Like, this is happening worldwide right now. Like, it is not just me.
No, totally. So while we don't want to, like, discount the real, you know, kind of the more emotional things, there is a place to say, okay, what have I held so tightly? And if I want to see, do I want to see what God is doing next? Not just me straight up trying to, like, get back to normal, recreating normal. I need to look at where my idols were, what I was holding up on a pedestal, where the Lord needs to, like, keep digging. Like, my hope for us is that we can take what he stirred up in us, if he did, and take that forward and not try to just recreate normal. Like, ask the Lord, what looks different? Where can I humble myself before you? Where can I pray more? Where can I worship more? Where can I serve more? Where can I be still more? You know, all those kind of facets that I hoped that we were having these conversations even before the quarantine, but now because the Lord is doing something in this, he truly is. And I guess I'm just one that I'm like, I don't want to miss it. And I don't want my friends to miss it either. So, you know, let's dive in deeper, not just get back to the sake of like, we're free now, you know, like, yeah. You know, that was bad memories. Let's go forward. You know, what was the good in that? Like you said, like the good that you already mentioned.
Yeah. Well, and I love that verse that you mentioned. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and turn from their evil ways, I will heal their land. Like I kind of paraphrase it there, but like,
whoa, you just totally, that was good, girl. You got it almost verse by word by word.
The ending is where I kind of struggle. I was laying in bed before we went on lockdown. We were actually camping. It was like the first like rumblings of stay at home orders were being released. Yes. And I was like, Lord, what are you doing? What is happening? Like, I am afraid and I don't know what to do here. Yeah. And all I heard was that, like, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and turn from their, and I'm like, show me my wicked ways. Show me. And part of me was like, show me so that I can like get rid of this. So like, so that I can be like free of my wicked ways. So then like, maybe it's just my sin, you know, like Jonah, like maybe it's just my sin that's causing this. Like, like get rid of my wicked ways. And so then it was like, okay, I will heal her land. And I kept thinking like, you're not just talking about this virus, Lord. Mm-hmm. You are sweeping out our idols from underneath us. And like, this is going to be holy, hard work. And then I was also like, as this quarantine has happened, and as we've been in the stay at home orders and all of that, I have looked around and I've seen communities rally.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, God, okay. You're bringing us home. You're centering us around our tables. You are showing us that community matters. Because all of a sudden people are like, well, I don't want to stay home anymore. Like, I don't want this. I need my people. And then it clicks.
Okay. Yeah.
I need my people. Like we are made for community. We are made for, you know, there's scriptures that say like where one falls down, another pulls them up. Like we are made to be together. And so it's like, okay, so God's bringing up the communities. And I just keep looking around and I keep seeing this, like these things of like, you know, like, I just need my people. I just need to be around people. And it's like, okay.
Not just extroverts now.
Yeah. So I'm just.
Extroverts are joining in.
For sure. And so I'm just like, okay, God, like, I see you. Like, I see what you're doing. I see you pulling communities out. I see you pulling families together. Like, now what? Like, what's going to happen next? And so it gets me excited. But then I also have that moment of fear, too, where it's like, oh, shoot, are we just going to go back? Like, are we just.
Right.
Is this just going to be a bad memory? So how do you think, like, what are ways that we can lean into this more, especially as we do this?
Yeah. So before we talked about this, before we talked about getting together on this special episode, I was like, I want to like grab my friends by the hand and like lead you into a conversation. I do these things where I offer just like journaling questions that are basically me facilitating a conversation between you and the Lord. And so you kind of encouraged me that I'm going to do it. By the time this podcast comes out, I'm going to have just a resource to share, just to say, hey, these are some questions to ask, sit with the Lord. But for me, it's asking again, maybe it's asking, what did you shake out? What did you shake in? And what did you kind of shake through? What does that mean for each and every one of us? It's taking a good look at where we did find quiet. Many of us didn't find as much quiet as we thought we would with the kids at home. All these people that are like, I have so much time. There are different dynamics with every person in their home life. And I get that, but I didn't have this quiet, but I did actively look for it. And that practice of actively looking for quiet, like having, you know, the obstacles around that were like, you know, the loud obstacles in my house that were keeping me from my normal quiet space. There's a discipline in that where you're actively looking for quiet. So taking that forward, what did we learn for like, when we were like, okay, Lord, I'm so desperate right now. The Lord brought us, a lot of us, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but he brought me into a place of like desperation. I can't, I am to the end of myself. And that was a very good thing. So how do I reconstruct that? Not that we always want to be in like desperation, but there is a good place of holy desperation to where, how do I carry that forward? Because I found my weaknesses really quick when I had to daily ask my son, please forgive me for yelling at you. Yeah. I will do better tomorrow. The next day, please forgive me for yelling at you. I will do better tomorrow. You know, so that just that place of knowing. So for me, it's just taking an evaluation of like, Lord, I know you did something in me. It's constantly pulling back the layers. Okay, what did this bubble up? Whether it's anger, frustration, jealousy, time for like, you know, looking in the past, what did it bubble up? What's the deeper root? And how, Lord, what do you want us to do moving forward? Like you said, a posture of surrender. It gets back to that surrender.
For sure.
So I think it's exciting. I think we need to keep praying. I think as Christians, anytime we see this, a global movement like this, God is doing something. It's not just, you know, here in Texas, here in, you know, the United States, God is doing that. We need to pray bigger, more globally, not just our home. So it's that paradox, because you did talk about God is working in our homes, but then also he's working globally. So we have to think bigger too. And not just about ourselves and what he's doing in us. So it's always there's always a holy paradox with the Lord, the both and, you know. So that's just kind of how I'm navigating that. And it's kind of, I think it's exciting, because I've read the history of what God did in the past, where he, you know, brought people just to complete worship on their faces because his presence fell so thick. And I'm like, Lord, I want your presence to fall so thick. There was one point when I was reading all this back in the fall, I was like, Lord, I want this. I want this. Can you just walk in this room right now, Jesus? I want to see your face, because there is no way that I could be distracted by my stupid little phone or all these other stupid things that I'm distracted of if I can just see your face right now. He didn't show up in my room. But he's doing something different, because each season there's a different dynamic. What was revival in the 1900s is not the same dynamic. Although our God doesn't change, the dynamics are not going to be the same in 2020, but are we going to be open to what he's doing now? And I don't want to miss it. So
absolutely. I totally agree. I think that's so, so well said. And we just, I mean, they didn't have the distractions that we do in 2020. And so this was kind of, for me, I look at it as this was a rapid removal of distractions. Granted, I still have my devices. I still have these little things.
Yeah.
But this was a schedule changer. I mean, this was a stripping of schedule. And I wonder what God did in a lot of families with this strip of schedule, because that matters for so many people. I mean, it matters for us. We lost a whole track season. We lost a whole, we lost so much.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. So, during quarantine, you've been working on a really fun project. So tell us about your project.
Yeah. So thank you for asking. I appreciate it. I have been teaching this lesson for the better part of a year called How to Wait Well. And it's just been so much in my heart, because it came from a place of where I just sat with the Lord in a season of we all find ourselves in some kind of waiting period, especially now. But this message, kind of how to wait well, came from the Lord just sat me in front of a closed door, and I had to sit my patootie down in front of the closed door and not try to open up that proverbial window, which isn't even in the Bible. Like, that whole verse isn't even in the Bible. So when God closes the door, he opens the window. We all think that's scripture, but it's not. And that was like a moment for me of, okay. And then as I lived it, I'm like, I need to teach this. I know I'm not the only one trying to kick those doors open or looking for those proverbial windows. And so, I created a workshop within what I call the Vibrant Life Academy, which is just my fancy way of saying I want to just create in-depth resources that can go deeper than what I can do on an Instagram square. And so I have a workshop that's basically me grabbing you by the hand, saying, hey, I've had to wait too. I'm waiting here now. You've got to wait on all kinds of things. Let me just help facilitate a conversation between you and Jesus to sit and get to the root of what he's working in you, what he's working through you, and how you can practically move forward and wait well. And so, I've got just a short teaching. It's not long. It's not a Zoom call. I know Zoom is so great, but I think we're so over it with the Zooms. And it's an in-depth workbook that's a journal. It's not very much writing. I had to restrain myself. Girl, I wanted to do all the writing about it. But I was like, no. I intentionally asked the Lord for very poignant questions to have the reader sit and just dig deeper, the layer by layer, because really when we're waiting and that emotion that comes up mm-hmm. of why, when we're waiting and what we're waiting on, and there's a deeper root to that. And the Lord wants to speak to that. And he wants to basically, I'll just give you the spoiler alert. We wait well when we seek after God himself and not just what he provides.
Yeah.
And so that is the place where I just want us all to go deeper of seeking God himself and not that temporary thing, even though it's hard, even though sometimes it's frustrating. I mean, even though waiting on your latte seems the worst ever, but you know, so yeah, that's just my offering right now, just to say, hey, I know we're all in it together. Let me help you wait well. So thanks for
I love that. I love that so much. Yeah. And I know that we are not people who wait. Like, I mean, Amazon has been on this delay for a month, and I'm like, oh, I just want my packages.
What is going on with Amazon? Can't do next day
drop. Yes, those priority shifts. And so I love that you are walking people through waiting well. And I just think that's so beautiful. So Sarah, tell us, you have like a couple books. You are all about teaching us Jesus and loving us well. And like, where can we find you? So like books, Instagram, where can we do?
Yeah,
what can we do?
Yeah. So just real quickly, I've written two books. I have my first book is called A Stress Point, Thriving Through Your 20s in a Decade of Drama. So that one's specifically for gals in their 20s, how to make Jesus in the center of every part of their life. Then my second book that I wrote is called Just Rise Up, A Call to Make Jesus Famous. Mm-hmm. And that's for everyone. It's not for just 20-somethings. I have to make that very clear because my 30-something friends didn't read my first book. So I'm like, I'm writing this one for you.
You have to have read this one.
I'm 40. Like, this one's for everyone. So yeah, those are my two books. My Just Rise Up is, it's time to write another one because that one came out in 2014. Good grief. That was a long time ago. So I mentioned that waiting period. So there was a time where I put everything away and so good. So yeah, the best way to contact, you know, get up with me now is on Instagram, Sarah F. Martin. And that's just kind of where I hang these days, which is super blessing. It's such a blessing because that's how we connected.
For sure. Wow. Okay, so this is a question I want to ask you that I don't ask everybody, but since we're in the series of It's Time to Take Care of You, how are you taking care of you right now?
Yeah, so I love to work out. I know I'm weird. I love to work out. And I've kind of, I'm such a type A, so I'm like, I had to balance out those. What are my goals? You know, like, what are my goals in this situation? Well, they're not all going to happen. Sorry, Sarah. You know, so I've been working out, like really kind of pushing myself a little bit harder than I used to because I have the time to go longer than I used to. That means I have time as in my son may or may not start his homeschool till like, you know, 11:30, but mama got her workout and she feels really good. And so that, you know, all is well. So that's what I've been doing at home. I do Orange Theory. I love it. It's my little indulgence. I only get to do it in chunks of time because it's expensive, but they've been doing at home stuff. So I've been taking care of myself, just kind of pushing myself a little bit harder because the benefit of it mentally and emotionally for me is so worth it.
I love that. And that's something throughout all of April and May. We're home for most of May since Zoe broke her leg. So we're kind of stuck at home, which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, we're safe at home. So that has been my thing is like, I'm going to work out as many days as I can because there's no reason not to. Like, I don't
Yeah. So is that how you're, you know, kind of taking, what would you say your answer to that question?
Yeah, I think the same. I think taking care of me is definitely like pulling back. I have to stop working at a certain time because I really love what I do.
Yeah.
And I can overwork on accident because it's like, oh, the kids are on the Xbox. Like, it's totally fine or whatever.
Yeah,
and
fine.
Yeah. And so I'll overwork. So I have to like be done working and work out. So like I've been doing evening workouts with Jesse. It's been great.
Okay.
And then the other thing I've been doing to take care of me is I like lay my kids down. I don't lay them down. At camp, every summer they do FOB, feet on bed or flat on bunk.
Right, yeah.
And we have implemented that. Like, it's a part of our schedule, and it is one that does not move. Like, so during that time, I was like, oh, I can get so much more work done. But I was like, okay, I need to pull back for myself. And so I've been taking that time, and I've been reading novels. Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
I've been reading. And so it's been great.
FOB, too.
I'm getting FOB, too. It's amazing.
Legit. Okay. Very cool. Our camp does that too. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm gonna implement that. I think I've been doing that anyway. I only have one kid, so it's easy to be like, go watch TV, mom's taking a nap.
Yeah.
So I think we've always done that, but but I think we could be more intentional about it. That's good.
It's great. So it's been so good. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for sharing your heart. Thank you for leading us into this. This was such a fun conversation. So great. And I think it's, I mean, obviously it's so timely as we are all kind of like, I like to think of it as spring. Like we went into a hibernation. Spring is still happening around us. We are well into like 80, 90 degrees in Texas. So like we are busting out of spring.
In Texas, but we can pretend.
We can pretend. But I think the beauty of it is spring is going to happen and that we get to spring out of here, but we get to choose how we do it. And I hope and pray that we all do it reflectively and that we can step into it expectant at what God's going to do next.
Yeah. I agree. Amen, girl.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I really hope that you were encouraged by today's episode, hearing what Sarah and I have both learned during this time. Sarah is going to send us some journal prompts, and I'll share them on Instagram. I'd love to hear what God has taught you during this time and how you plan on taking those lessons forward. I'll see you next Monday when it's time for coffee. Thanks so much for joining me for coffee today. I hope that we're already friends on social media, but if we aren't, come check me out. I'm at Jeanette Tapley on Instagram and at The Jeanette Tapley on Facebook. Everything you need to know about today's episode will be in the show notes at itstimeforcoffeepod.com. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait for next week when it'll be time for coffee. Bye, friends!